So the thing I think that people can basically appreciate mostly about our own thing is that it is beyond just like us doing like all types of, you know, fun, freaky stuff on it, of course. It just shows people like it's okay to claim your love, to show affection and things like that. Like, people are so afraid to be girlfriend and boyfriend outside in public. If you ask me, like, do they have a partner, everybody's answer is no. Don't nobody got nobody, but everybody's taking so big. And it's like, when will it ever end? And so hopefully what we're going to do is going to be so groundbreaking and, like, just breathtaking that maybe it sets a trend for people to be, like, more so happy about what they have, because at any given moment, it can be, you know, what's the word? It could be, what's the word I'm looking for? It could be, it could be taken away. Compromise, right? Compromise is the word. Anyway, it could be done in a matter of a moment. Because you're out here playing around, you know what I mean? If you don't want to be in a relationship, it's okay. Like, no one told you to sign up for something that you don't want to do, if that makes sense. So, our OnlyFans is going to definitely, first of all, it's going to be very, not inexpensive, but it's just going to be something where you're not going to mind paying it per month, and it's going to be very entertaining. We're going to be having discussions. I'm talking about, we're going to come on our OnlyFans as is, and if, you know, you've seen the first video that we did on our live on Instagram, I had a star point, you know what I mean? Like, it's okay to be not all dolled up and just like at 100 at all times, you know what I mean? Like, we're still individuals, and like, hopefully we'll be able to bring people back down to the reality of just being yourself at the end of the day. So yes, there will be some sexy stuff on there, but there will also be some just waking up and just had an awesome idea or thought on our mind and we're going to discuss it. So be prepared to probably be not offended to a point of no return, but definitely you will feel uncomfortable in the beginning until you understand, like, we're not here to offend anyone. We're just being open and we're comfortable with the skin that we're in, and we're comfortable with what we have going on, you know what I mean? You know, it kind of makes me feel funny sometimes, like, you know, we go from state to state, just go to different states and just, like, have fun, like, to look at what's different states that have water, like, big water attraction type things. We like to overlooks, bridges, mountains. We do a lot of walking, like rock climbing, things like that. We're very optimistic of the whole thing.
Shopping.
Yeah, shopping like
crazy.
We love stuff. And we just dare to be different, you know what I mean? And like, hopefully that picks up with people. And it's a lot of cool things that people do or like to take part of, but no one would know about it because you're so embarrassed of it, you know what I mean? I listen to rock and roll, and I know that sometimes, like, sometimes people may be looking like, what the heck, like, what song is this? But, like, I've opened up his mind to a different type of music. Like, you may catch him singing a country song at this point. I mean, I'm not really sure. You may catch him doing it, though.
And, like,
I have helped, exactly. So, therefore, just, you know, like, just be open, and it's going to be so fun. I promise you, you'll never regret it. What was I about to say to you? It was something that happened, right? So, how come every time, because we go to different rooms, go all over the place all the time at any given moment, 5 a.m., we decide, hey, I want to look at the water because I have something on my mind, we're gone. So, at the hotel, right, I just so happen to have just got out of the shower. I'm naked. Why do I have to run and try to go put on a towel because some room service is coming to the door or clean, the cleaning people is coming? Like, that has nothing to do with me. I should be able to be naked in my room regardless of who comes to the door. Like, it's a body. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's okay to be naked. How come people are so offended when a person comes to the door naked? Or if we just so happen to be doing something in the bed and they come in, why do we have to stop? Why do we have to stop? Like, what about what we're doing has anything to do with anybody else? Does that make sense to you? Or do you feel like maybe I'd be a little bit over the top? That's true.
Well, I think you'd be a little bit over the top. Back then, we not only do it to make people uncomfortable and leery of what's next, but that shit is a charge.
It's a charge. What do you mean? So we in our world, We do whatever we're doing. That's a charge that someone comes to the clinic and does their job well. I just don't happen to feel like I'm in the mood for this or that. That's insane.
Technically, right?
Okay.
I was keeping on these alarms. I'm supposed to be in the room with you when they clean.
Are you serious?
Every week.
Wow.
No one in the room.
So basically what you're saying is that, like, okay, when housekeeping comes, I should get dressed. I should just be totally...
What the hell?
Okay, because I wasn't saying, like, what the fuck? That's so crazy. I enjoy it.
Some places, man, you can be ass
naked anywhere. I want to walk to the ice machine naked. Can I do that on my next trip?
It's the people that y'all what it's called, though. They label themselves something.
I'm a nudist. That's me. You know I'm a nudist. And I feel like you're a nudist.
I was watching the show, man. This motherfucker. That shook me off, though.
What happened?
Good. I don't know, man. It should not be a... I mean, are you a nudist, too?
You know I'm a nudist.
But why is this nigga sitting down, shit, sticking right up in the head, the whole train is sitting on the couch with his son?
Okay, now that's beyond right there. Like, because that's a child. You feel like, you don't take a child's innocence. I'm totally against that, and I think all people that take children's innocence should be killed the moment that they even default even into their mind. I feel like that. I feel like I don't care if they're children or not. Whoever does anything disrespectful, any sexual man to a child should die immediately or go up with that. And that's just how I feel about it. I have no one to say that. I just can't let it go. But anyway, they should die.
I think why would they put that on TV?
Because you know what they do? They do that because they want people to see that. They want to get people sick. You know how corrupt and seedy, like, that's why we don't listen to music most of the time we be in the car. We have to be like, oh, like, sexy songs that. The music and stuff now is to corrupt your mind into thinking that the most ridiculous, unethical, unlogical things are acceptable. It's okay for a man to be fucking with another man, like, on these reality TV shows, but act like he has, like, but act like he's not gay or something like that. Like, if you gay, go ahead and be gay. Why you got to bring people down? Like, you got to hurt other all these people in the mix. And, like, this is glorified. It's so unbelievable. And I refuse to let our children, like, just be exposed to such foolery. This is not how you're supposed to live. But, like, on TV, if you're not being a backstabber, a disloyal, untrustworthy person, your shit not lit. And that's crazy. That's so fucking crazy. I think that we have to take control over the situation more so now than ever, because if you're not paying attention, you get snatched up in the mix of this shit and not even understand it. I'm a level 3 hypnotist. I get it. If you don't understand that, like, it's easy to be have your mind controlled subliminally, and you don't even know what's going on. Have you ever got hit for the first time the other day? You went to sleep, and nothing you could do about it. You understand that? Like, you could not control anything until I put my hands on it. Amazing, right? So just imagine with a person that has bad intentions. They have bad intentions, how they can get you wrapped, how they can get you smashed in at the click of a button. Amazing, right? So, what do you want to say? We're going to talk about the beginning, though. We're going to talk about the beginning, because we have to wrap it up because I want to take it. Dang, you always get sidetracked.
Yeah, because it's so much that needs to be
told. Oh, so that's what. So hopefully we get to go to the community center coming up anytime soon.
They
coming up today, seriously?
We get all this shit done by 12.
Oh, wonderful. So me and Joy actually want to go speak with the youth. We both are into just getting the youth and just other people more awoke than they are. And each one has to teach one, you know what I mean? Like, life, if you don't have an instruction manual, it doesn't come with a handbook that says this is how you do it. So if we know something that may help a youth, you know, like the younger people, because they are going to rule the world eventually, they're going to run the world, excuse me, why not help them get a better outlook on how your mind can change your whole life, can change your thoughts, you know what I mean? Like, if we told you the things that we said in the beginning of their relationship, and it's been a short while, but the way that we converse and since we've known each other for years, it's just, what's that amazing, right? doing anything else. And it's just amazing. This has to be told to people that your thoughts are real. So, yeah, that's that. Any questions, comments, or concerns about anything that we discussed today, please feel free. Leave messages, and we definitely respond within 24 hours. Bless day.